Did you know that Door County Broadband is on social media? You can follow us on Instagram and you can like us on Facebook. Stay up to date with the latest news, funny videos, and everything else that we have that comes out on our social media channels to give you a behind-the-scenes look and helpful ideas and tips about what's taking place here at Door County Broadband. Welcome to the next edition of The Signal Check presented by Door County Broadband. I'm Baxter, and that's Eric. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Baxter. It's Friday.
It is. It's a later edition of The Signal Check, but we are excited because there's a lot of exciting news that postponed the recording of said podcast.
Very true.
We are going to be diving a little bit deeper into some recent tower upgrades, plus some plans for new upgrades taking place in the next couple of days. We'll get to that in just a minute. We do want to remind you, of course, the show is available on Apple Podcasts and Anchor.fm or wherever you get your podcast. Maybe you're a Spotify listener, maybe you're a CastBox, whatever you do, you can find The Signal Check on your favorite platform. We want to dive right into it because the tower upgrades are all the talk right now. We've been posting about it on our social media channels. The phones have been ringing. We've been making phone calls also. Yesterday we were in, so today's Friday, so on Thursday we were down in the Luxembourg area doing a huge upgrade.
A very
huge is the right
upgrade.
Word?
It would be, yes, that okay. is the right word. Huge
me,
is the right
tell
word.
Tell me about this upgrade. Why does it matter? How does it help the network?
All right. So it was kind of a multi-tiered project. The end goal was to increase the capacity in Luxembourg. Luxembourg being one of our busier towers with the potential of being drastically even more busier. The problem with the Luxembourg feed mill tower was that it didn't have a very big pipe going into it. The capacity was low because when over at WizTech, we had that, as everybody may recall, we had the 200 meg connection coming into Algoma and it fed all of the towers. We have recently, yesterday, we have finished the work that upgraded the Luxembourg capacity up to 500 meg. We have a fiber line going into the monopole there and a license link that distributes that from that monopole over to the Royal Creek feed mill. So now the feed mill there, the Luxembourg tower itself, is fired up. It's got the capacity of half a gig of internet with the potential to go even higher than that. The hardware is all there. It's capable of going even faster. But right now we're starting with a half a gig, which should be plenty enough for now. If we have to call our provider, because as an ISP, we have an internet provider too, and it works just the same. When we need more speed, we call them up just like you would call us up, and we say, hey, we need more speed. And it's essentially the same thing. That's a little bit more drawn out process. It takes a couple more weeks, but we can do that. So Luxembourg has much, much more capacity. So our customer service reps here are reaching out to those customers out in Luxembourg right now as we speak and upgrading packages on their accounts, the ones that can be upgraded without a truck roll. There are some customers out there that have lower signal strengths that we're seeing that could have been from installation. We had multiple installers over at WizTech. I had some subcontractors and stuff like that, and starting to wonder if some of the antennas weren't aligned properly all the way. And that can account for some of the lower signal strengths. And those people are going to be reached out to, and we're going to be doing service calls out to those places to look at their signal strengths, possibly swap their radios. Some people have some older radios that we can upgrade as well so that you are capable of getting some of these faster speeds, which everybody has been waiting for. It's been the talk of the town. I mean, everybody's been wanting faster internet. I see it all over Facebook. People are looking for faster internet, and we have it now right there in Luxembourg. So we've got the capacity in Luxembourg, but what it also allows us to do is backfeed other towers.
I was going to ask about that. Yep.
That's an important thing. So now we have our tower out towards Kewaunee, in between Kewaunee and Casco. That tower is going to be able to get backfed from Luxembourg as well. So those people are, now this isn't going to be immediate, but at some point those customers are going to be able to get faster speeds as well. we do have to do some tower work on that tower, mm-hmm. but the capacity on the tower is going to be increased. So there's going to be less slow times and stuff. So this is a really, really big upgrade. And it took Paul and I, you know, I honestly thought it was only going to take a few hours, but it ended up taking us the majority of the day. We hit a couple snafus that just kind of kept delaying us, just some technical difficulties on the microwave link that we were installing. We got it figured out. There might be some minor things that we got to do to it, but everything is up and going. It's up and solid. Nate and I were looking at the graphs this morning. Yep. You were in the room.
Yes.
Looking at these graphs, and essentially what that was saying, the latency on the link is how long it takes for that link to respond to a ping request. Mm. And as you saw on the graph, it started steering towards the low end of the scale, which mm-hmm. is good.
You
wanted to respond in as least amount of time as possible. So that was a good graph that we were looking at, that the latency was as low as it was going. So wonderful things happening out in Luxembourg. We're going to be, as soon as the snow goes away, we're going to be starting to do some new installs out there again. I don't know if it's ever going away, though.
Sometime in July, I think, is when the snow is supposed to be
gone. We should be okay by the July 4th parade.
You know, I think there'll be the last little bit of snow, I think, at that point. So I think we should be good. Maybe we'll ice skate down the main streets or something for the 4th of July parade. I wanted to make mention, too, because you mentioned about me being in the room this morning when you were looking at the graphs. Even for somebody that, in my perspective, I know a lot of tech things, but I don't know a lot of those tech things.
Mm-hmm.
It was still good for me because I got to look at the graph and be like, okay, I kind of understand what I'm looking at because you and Nate explained it. You don't want the peaks. You don't want those spikes.
You don't
want the spikes because that means you're maxing the connection and people are unsatisfied. There's the whole thing that goes with it. So as morbid as it might sound, the closer to flat line as you can be, the better that it can be, actually.
When it comes to latency, yes.
Connection.
Yes, when it comes to latency, absolutely. That response time out to that router, we don't want to see high response times out to that router. So that issue has gone away. So we're seeing much better latency out there, which means much better speeds for the customers. So great things happening out there in Luxembourg.
Absolutely. Hannah and Becky have been busy since yesterday afternoon contacting customers, letting them know a lot of you signed service agreements before you even became official DCB customers. On that service agreement, you chose what plan you thought you would like to go to once the upgrades were done.
Mm-hmm.
Now that those are done, we're reaching out and saying, hey, this is what we see that you signed up for. Is that still the case? Would you like to go with that? If you have the options to go even faster than that, we're letting you know. So make sure to keep your phone close to you because Becky and Hannah have been very busy in the front office yesterday and today making those said calls. And we're going to have even more to make on Tuesday after another upgrade is done. Tell us more about that.
Oh, this is getting exciting. This is another very busy WizTech site. And that would be the one out by Ryle Creek.
Who knew such a little town was so important?
Exactly. It is a very busy site. We've got a ton of customers. I can't think of the number off the top of my head, but it's a lot. And it is a tower. Last week, actually, we started stuff on it. We did the stuff on the ground.
Yep.
I did some of the DC power work in our equipment box at the ground. So that is all ready to go for Tuesday. That is the tentative date that we're going to do it. Provided nothing crazy happens, it's going to happen on Tuesday. It is on the schedule for Paul and I to be down there in Ryle Creek doing this upgrade. And what we are going to be doing is essentially an entire strip and rebuild of that tower.
Really? Okay.
We are going to be taking all the cables off of that tower. We're going to be taking... There's some old equipment, legacy equipment that's been up there for a while that just needs to come down. It's not doing anything anymore. So that's coming down. And then we are going to be replacing the distribution antennas, the sector panel antennas up there. We have two sectors up there at 120 degrees each, and then we have an Omni antenna up there at 360 degrees. What we are going to be doing is we are going to be further sectorizing that tower. We're going to take those two 120s out and we're going to replace it with 490 degrees. So what that means is that they're going to be punching, they're going to have more power because it's a more concentrated signal. It's going from 120 degrees to 90 degrees. So that signal is more concentrated in a smaller area.
Interesting. Okay.
So people's signal strengths are going to increase, and they are going to get potentially faster speeds as a direct result of that. And we're also going to be doing all the way around the tower. For whatever reason, it was many, many years ago that those two 120 panels were put up there. But my old boss at WizTech, he only wanted to put the two up there. I'm not sure why we didn't go with the third 120. No idea. But now we will be. The north side of that tower is completely untouched by the technology that we'll be using. And that's the Cambium networks. We're doing the EPMP up there. And that's the good stuff. We're getting people off the old Ubiquiti equipment. But the north side of that tower, when we did that upgrade many, many years ago, the north side of the tower did not have the option to do the EPMP equipment. And I don't know why he chose to do it that way, but I wasn't making decisions back then. So he made that decision, and now we're going to fix it. We're going to get the whole caboodle up to the EPMP standards, and then potentially taking down that 360-degree 2-4 antenna. Not entirely sure. That all depends upon because we've got somebody, there's one or two out of the 40-some customers, I think there is, that have such just low signal strengths that we might not be able to help them on the new stuff. But there is potential for newer towers, the Grant Tower coming down the road this year that should be able to pick them up. So they might have to hang in just a little bit longer. Really all depends upon how it goes on Tuesday. But it's looking very promising. It's going to be an entire day of work. I mean, we're going to be out there 8 o'clock in the morning, and we're probably not going to finish up till, 5, 6 o'clock. So it's going to be a whole day, but there is a ton of work that needs to be done, and it's important work. So that slate, like I said, that's slated for Tuesday. It's exciting. We've got so many customers out there that have been waiting patiently. I mean, everybody on the Wiz Network has been waiting very, very patiently. Yes. So, and we are almost done. We've got, Luxembourg, that was done yesterday. We've got Ryle Creek, which is happening Tuesday. And then we have two more Wiz Towers to go after that. Both of which are planned for this year.
Fantastic.
Provided that the one passes safety inspections. There were some red flags last time we were out there with some of the guy wires and stuff, and the owner of that tower needs to do something about that before it's safe to climb. So a lot of things going on. So we're moving fast with these WizTech network upgrades. Very, very fast.
Quick reminder for you on this break, if you have never visited our website, go over to DoorCountyBroadband.com. You can find great information about all the plans and services and speeds that we offer, along with really helpful informational videos of what services DCB can provide for you at your home. Fill out a service inquiry so we can find out if we can provide service or not at your location, go on vacation hold, and so much more. That's DoorCountyBroadband.com for all you need to know about your locally owned and operated fixed wireless broadband service provider. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask the question, do we have any further updates about anything happening in Door County? Because let's not forget, we have a high capacity of customers in the Door County area. I know Liberty Grove is a big one that people keep calling about. Is there a tower going up by Europe Lake? I get that call at least 3 times a week. And I always just say, hey, we're waiting for more information. Do you have any more information about that tower or other towers or upgrades as a whole? I know Gill's Rock I've heard tossed around the office before. Also, just can you kind of give us a little bit of an update for mid to northern Door?
Gill's Rock has been thrown around all over the place. I think we might end up replacing it. There's a couple options in that area, one of which is already up. We just would have to get a contract on that tower. Europe Lake, which is part of the Liberty Grove grant, contract has to be worked out. I know the person out there, there was an insurance question or issue.
Insurance is no joke. Make sure you're aligned with what that needs to be.
They kind of just damper everything. These guys. Oh, jeez.
The worst until you need it. You're like, oh,
Just let me do my job.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, OSHA. I promise.
It'll be okay.
Yeah.
So some things that just need to kind of be worked out there in the Europe Lake area. We're moving right along with the Liberty Grove grant, though. I know there is... the GVT tower, we have the equipment to do that. That's Kevin Voss's tower for anybody that lives around him.
Yeah.
So that tower, we are approved to upgrade that.
You worked hard with Kevin.
What's that?
You said you worked hard with the tower owners to make sure that was all taken care of.
Yes.
Right?
Get your insurance figured out, Kevin.
Yeah. Not climbing it doesn't look safe. Yeah. Not doing it.
If anybody has their insurance figured out, it's the bosses.
Yeah, exactly. I think we're covered there.
That's going to be another one of those. We're going from a 360-degree antenna to three 120-degree antennas.
Interesting.
So what that's going to do, so everybody connected to that tower hooks up currently to one antenna, one radio. That blasts it in a 360-degree radius or diameter. That works. I mean, that's all fine and dandy.
That works.
But you get much better capacity and throughput and reliability if you have three antennas doing the work of one.
Correct.
So not only is it three different radios working much less, but you also have a strengthened signal capacity because you're going from one antenna that's blasting the signal in all directions, and then you're concentrating it down to, in this case, it's going to be 120 degrees mm-hmm. versus 360. So you're kind of going from a floodlight to a laser light, essentially, is what your beam is really
going
from.
Sure, that makes sense.
You know,
you're really
fine-tuning that signal, so when it hits the customers, their radios are receiving it much better. That's the idea. Plus, there's less interference when you have it. If you have a 360-degree antenna, it picks up interference from all sorts of directions. So many, many good things about doing that, switching from what's called an omni to a sectorized system. So that's been approved. We've got the equipment here. It's just a matter of now we got to find a date that we can actually get it done. We just got a lot going on right now. I'm moving forward on some. I got some contracts signed.
Very exciting.
Got to get those back in. We've got a tower potentially working through some zoning things in the Clark's Lake area. Got to get that all kind of figured out. I mean, they're so particular on some of these things as far as how far back from the road can it go.
There's a lot.
All these. Just let me do my job.
I just want to build
just,
the tower.
Just let me build a tower already.
Us in the front office. And so I seem like this annoying little mosquito when I keep asking like Eric and Nate. I'm like, hey, guys, do you have any updates? Like, we're working on it. Like, hey, guys, any new updates? Like, I need to make a post for Instagram. Like, oh my gosh, we don't care. Like, I get it. I understand. I am the mosquito of the front office.
It's moving though. It's moving. There's a lot of exciting things coming up in both the counties. So
it's true.
Just great stuff. I'm working on five different contracts right now. So once I get those all signed and done, we can start building. It's gonna be a busy year.
That's huge.
We thought last year was busy. I think this year might be busier. I think it might be.
As long as Kevin doesn't buy another company, I think we'll be okay.
Well, that's not a for sure thing.
You never know what Kevin. I just bought another. We just bought another one. That's two. That's 2 in 5 seconds. There we go. Just keep snapping them up.
That's funny because when they were in Rhode Island last year, I remember Pam sending a Slack saying, "Oh yeah, Kevin got bored, so he bought another company out here." And we all kind of chuckled. I'm like, you know what? I wouldn't put it past him.
No, I wouldn't. I don't know how many companies he actually like has his hands in. I know DCB is his main thing, but I'd be very curious. He's supposed to be retired.
What a great retirement.
He's going to be making business deals all the way to heaven.
He can't even sit down around here.
That's true. He's going to flip his chair over and fix it during the lunch break or something. Good Lord. All right, let's dive into the poll question because we had a lot of response on this, which is always good. So a huge thanks to everyone that continues to keep voting. We had the poll question for the week, which is available on the DCB Facebook page. I worded it wrong, but I think people understood what I was trying to say.
I think so.
The question I asked is, I said, is the book ever better than the movie? And what I should have said is the movie ever better than the book? Because this is such a huge debate in pop culture. Folks are always saying, oh, the book was so much better, or that's not what I thought that character looked like. I always love that when people say that, like, that's not what they look like in the book. I'm like, you don't know.
You haven't even seen them.
Yeah, they are black and white in the book. Black words on a white piece of paper. You don't know what if their color red hair is actually strawberry red hair or if it is like strawberry red blonde. Like, just calm down.
Or if it's just straight up just red, just red, like...
Get off your horse. Oh. Unbelievable. So 64 people voted, and right now it's a runaway. I thought it would be a little bit closer, but I guess not. 70% said that the book is always better, and I voted that I said movies do it better. I was on that side, and here's my main argument on that. My main argument that movies do it better fully stems from the fact that there's no music in books. I'm a huge music person.
So play some music in the background.
Well, it's not the same. Like
the
music is what captures
it. It kind of builds up the suspense sometimes. Like when Darth Vader is walking down the hall and they got that
Yeah. Ooh, if Jaws is just swimming up to the boat, who cares? Like, oh, there's a shark in the water, but like
yes,
like, there's a shark. Like, you can't experience that in a book.
Add some suspense to it.
I don't care how great of a writer you are. You can write it in as much as you want to. Like, it's not the same. Like, oh, suddenly the water started to move as this large shark. No, like, you'd be like, oh, great, a shark's about to eat the boat. Like, oh my gosh, here's the sound. Or like any scary movie you've ever watched. Like, they do like the suspense.
Yes,
the music.
All of a sudden, it just scares the crap out of you, and you throw your popcorn and you hit your kid with your left hand, and like, oh, I'm sorry.
You're reading the book. It's
I got too excited.
The clown jumped out of the closet and stabbed her in the face.
That's a mean clown.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Okay. Like, you don't feel any emotion. Like, it's, I don't know. And I get it. And I had to read some of the comments because people were commenting on this, and there's some very good ones here. Karen said the book is always better than the movie. Lisa said the book. James said only a Sith deals in absolutes.
Ooh, I like that.
Well done, James. It's because the graphics that I chose were Harry Potter for the book is always better, and then Princess Leia was in movies do it better. Zach said 98 out of 100% the book is always better. Tammy said the book. Kimberly said book always has more details that a movie can't include, but a well-done movie lets you forget they didn't include things and instead enjoy the visual artistry. I watch a movie post-book knowing I have to look at them completely different. I completely agree with that. Kaylin has a very long post. Well, here, let me just see. She says, when it comes to book,
she
to movie,
wrote a book.
Adaptions, oh, I know. The book is usually considered better just because there is more there. Better explanations, fewer plot holes, character development, conversations. Especially if a book is written from a first-person perspective, it is rarely possible to represent all the main characters' inner thoughts that give the book its tone and detail in a movie. I agree with that.
Yes.
But there are some things movies just do better. For example, a car chase or a lightsaber fight or a lullaby sung by a character works much better in a movie in the movie form. Les Mis as a book is totally different than Les Mis as the movie. In my experience, anytime a story comes in both movie and book form, it seems most people like better whichever one they saw read first because that's what they believe the true story is to them.
I gotta believe, what's her name?
Kaylin.
Okay, Kaylin. Thank you for that book.
Seriously, though. That
make
was
a movie out of it. No, seriously, I agree with Kaylin like 100%. That is exactly how I feel.
I agree. I mean,
it really comes down to, yes, which one did you read it first or did you watch it first? Star Wars, yeah, it just depends upon the book or the movie. Like Star Wars, I mean, I have read some Star Wars books,
yeah,
and it is not the same as watching the movie.
But did you see the movies first, though?
I don't recall. I don't recall if I...
But
I
there are certain things. So
I think I did see the movies first.
If you read, like, The Fast and Furious or whatever, I'm just throwing things out there. Like, The Lord of the Rings, like, there's so many things, like, I understand, like, the behind this. And I think that would be one series in Harry Potter I think people would fight you on.
Yes, like, absolutely. Book is better. I mean, the books did come out first, and those were some big books.
And they're phenomenal, and there's so much detail in there. But at the same time, I mean... taking away the movie score. Yeah, the movie scores are just phenomenal in all of those, but you can't experience magic fully in a book. You have to see it. You have to watch, you know, the adventure that
but
Harry goes
through.
But
it does allow you to use your imagination
right,
a lot,
which can
too.
Sometimes be better than what, you know, Jim in graphic design came up with for Harry Potter's third movie. You never know, of course. I get that. I totally do. It's a fascinating debate, and I find it interesting that so many people went with book. But I think people are still at this point in their lives that they think their imagination is still better than what any visual arts person can create.
The two experiences are completely different in itself.
Right.
I mean, it's different, you know, sitting on the couch watching a movie. I mean, that's a whole different experience. You can't really, I mean, I guess you can take it outside. You know, you can bring your phone out there and watch a movie, I guess. But, like,
it's not the same.
It's not. I mean, there's something about just sitting in a hammock, you know, reading a book,
sitting on
outside,
your boat,
sitting underneath the tree
in a
somewhere,
tent.
Just relaxing. Mm-hmm. It's nice out. You got the wind kind of blowing on you a little bit, and sitting on a beach or something like that, and just enjoying a book. And that all depends upon what book it is. I know there's a lot of people, you know. Reading books, right? I mean, it's up here in Door County. I got the library low down here.
I was gonna say you
got
to give us the the inside scoop here.
I'll give you the Christina inside scoop here. I mean, I'm surprised I didn't tell her that we put the poll question up. She's been busy. She's purchasing a vehicle and all kinds of stuff right now.
Holy cow!
But she would absolutely be in favor of the book,
of course,
guarantee it, just because she's a librarian and she does like to read. But like right now, this time of year, everybody's reading books. She says she's busy in that library because all the tourists are gone and all the locals have their shops shut down.
Right.
And
what else are you going to do?
This is their vacation time in the wintertime. This is their vacation. They're coming into the library. They're checking out tons and tons of books because they could sit down and finally relax.
Yes.
And enjoy a good book or even a movie. Her library does.
You can rent
movies. I don't know if it's rent. It's not really rent. Don't you exchange money for that?
You check out.
Yeah. They're checking out books and movies. They have movies as well there. So she's seen a huge increase of people in there just trying to enjoy their time off away from the tourists. Not that the tourists are bad, but you guys are a lot of work, man.
You guys are. you're high maintenance.
You are. But we love you.
Yes.
Because we wouldn't have our jobs here if it wasn't for you guys.
That's
100%
correct.
You guys kind of run this peninsula.
You do. And you do. You absolutely do. All right, Eric, let's wrap things up. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention on our way out, though, that today is International Women's Day, so we want to say a very special thank you to all the special women in our lives and even for the women that make DCB
I didn't know
possible
that.
Also. Yep, International Women's Day is today, so we're grateful for Jess and Penny and Becky and Hannah and Pam for all that they do here in the office and everyone else.
Oh, absolutely.
That we are
my daughters.
Blessed to have in our lives as well. My wife, yeah, of
my
course.
My girlfriend.
Christina, exactly. The list can go on and on.
Mom.
Say mama.
Yeah,
can't forget mama.
You guys are everywhere. You're like tourists in the summertime.
Everywhere. All the women. So crazy. All right, final thoughts from you, Eric.
No. Just excited about all
these.
Where
do we go from this?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. All right, just excited about these upgrades going on right now. I mean, Luxembourg, you guys, I mean, enjoy your internet, you know, coming to Rile Creek on Tuesday. If you're happy with your internet, don't forget to tell your family and friends, your neighbors about it. Maybe your neighbors aren't friends. I don't know. Just tell everybody about it and get that $50 referral credit onto your account. We'd appreciate it.
I like it. I absolutely love it. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Signal Check presented by DCB. For more information, you can visit our website, doorcountybroadband.com, or give our office a call, 920-868-9100, and we are proud to be your locally owned and operated fixed wireless broadband service provider. For Eric, I'm Baxter. We'll see you next time.